Christmas, man, what's it mean to you? I mean, do you feel like you miss out a little bit when you've got so many games going on in your schedule?
No, I mean, it's part of the deal with football. I mean, you're always playing through the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, it used to be when you were back in the day, if you were playing football still, it was a good sign, you know, so it was always a positive. Yeah, I mean, you know what you're getting into.
This game against the Chargers obviously means a lot for the playoffs. Other things are going to be going on at the same time. How do you guys kind of approach this game?
I mean, the approach is no different. I mean, as far as the week goes, I mean, we need to have a good week of preparation. You know, a lot going on. It's Christmas this week. You know, it's easy, I think, to get distracted. You know, we don't necessarily control our own destiny, you know, the whole what ifs, what do we need to happen. I think it's easy to get distracted. You know, the thing will be to focus in on the Chargers, you know, division game, them coming in. And we need to take care of our business. Yeah.
Will you pay any attention to the other games, you know, the Baltimore game, the Houston game, or are you going to try to avoid knowing what's
going on? I mean, we're all playing at the same time, so no, I mean you're going to be focused on playing. I mean, certainly if it comes up, I'm sure we'll be looking. It's not going to change anything. I mean, regardless of the fact, I mean, it's a division game, the Chargers coming to town, that in of itself is enough. Yeah.
How do you shake off, I guess, the disappointment of knowing that you've lost control of your destiny and that even if you do win, you need help?
Yeah, you just find a way to do it. I mean, it's we're all professionals, we're all playing. I mean, we got another game this week, and we have a chance, and we need to, like I said, we got to take care of our business. And in order to do that, we need to have a good week. We need to focus in on our stuff and not be distracted by some of these other things.
How glad are you that Justin Houston's not coming after you every day?
Yeah, I mean, certainly to be sitting there watching from the sidelines, seeing what he's doing, just relentless. You know, he plays such good football in all situations. You know, I think that's the thing that I see. You know, those guys only get noticed for sacks. And you know, deservedly does some of that, but certainly how he plays on first and second down, plays the run, you know, really all down player.
How about your defense overall? I mean, they have yet to give up a 30-point game this year.
Yeah.
How big have they been for you guys?
It's playing really, really good football. Yeah, I mean it's a team game. I mean, it's all three phases, and those guys are such a big part of it, as we all are. And those guys, you know, for a while now have been playing really, really good football, really consistent football, you know, and been making a lot of plays.
As one who's come to experience and come to know some of these pass rushers up close and personal, how would you describe Justin Houston?
I mean, certainly I think it starts physically. I mean, obviously a guy that's extremely physically talented. I think the thing with Justin, though, is how smart he is, knows situations, sees tendencies, splits, things like that. I mean, he has a good understanding of the game. When something weirds up, you know, he constantly, when we go against him in camp, sniffs out things. Just a pretty heady player.
When you take a look at a guy like that, maybe he didn't get the contract he wanted at the beginning of the year, but still had the kind of year that he had. What does that say about him?
Yeah, it's off to him that he's been able to just, you know, zero in. It's tough to have that distraction kind of hanging over your head and sitting in the back of your mind and just to kind of focus in. And I think the biggest thing that everybody in this locker room would say is just what a team first guy Justin is, what a leader he is for this team. You know, really selfless, puts the team first. You know, hasn't let it become a distraction at all. So, I mean, I think everybody respects him for that.
Alex, like you say, you guys can get in the playoffs, but the chance doesn't look real good right now. You know, just a few weeks ago, you guys were 7-3 and tied for first place. I mean, if you guys don't make it, will you look back at this year as maybe a wasted opportunity that you had a pretty good thing going? Couldn't
well, I mean, I don't know what word you want to use. I mean, certainly we're not thinking that right now. I mean, we still got life, but anytime. I mean, the goal is to make the dance. I mean, the goal is to get to the playoffs. I don't care how, is to get a ticket in there. And then once you're in the tournament, you go from there. But, I mean, that's the first step, and that's what we're still fighting for.
It's always a lot of respect when quarterbacks look across at the other guy. But when you look at Phillip, what do you see? I mean, that especially after the game the other night, the way he led them back. I mean, he's just kind of a...
Yeah, I mean, I think you know that, and just kind of the history of playing against him. Everybody knows that. I mean, a guy that's never going to quit. He's going to keep firing, going to keep fighting. And obviously really, really talented. I think a guy that does a great job in the pocket standing in there.